In a highly unusual move here in Washington, the House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution condemning remarks deemed racist from U.S. President Donald Trump, words he had aimed at four minority women members of Congress. In a tweet, Mr. Trump suggested they go back to their home countries. In fact, three of the four were born in the United States. We get a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
Throughout my life, I've had people tell me to go back to China or Japan or North Korea.
Congressman Ted Lieu is an immigrant and says he served in the U.S. Air Force because he loves America. But he knows the go back insult.
That is a racist insult because it's based on race. If I was white, they would not tell me to go back to China.
He was among 240 House members voting to condemn as racist President Trump's tweets telling a group of Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin. All but four Republicans voted against the resolution, with Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia saying,
"We need to get to a certain time when we are back to literally doing the people's business."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The final vote, 240 to 187, only four Republicans voted in favor of the resolution. Much of the continental United States is feeling the effects of a dangerous heat wave. Principal advice being offered, stay inside. Meteorologist Andrew Orison spoke with AP.
We're going to be looking at a very expansive area of high heat and humidity, especially for areas of the central and southern plains eastward through the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and also the Northeast.
The United States has sanctioned four top Myanmar generals, including the country's commander-in-chief and his deputy, over the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the four are responsible for gross human rights violations in an ethnic cleansing campaign. The sanctions bar those targeted and their immediate families from traveling to the United States. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A notorious Mexican drug lord returns to a federal courtroom today to learn his fate, which promises to be bleak. AP